thank you for everything you've done in our lives, Lord. And we just, Lord, are privileged, Father, to be able to serve the people of Tane County, Lord. That we ask that you guide our decisions, Lord, and everything we are doing this week, Lord. We just be with those that are in need in your healing touch. Lord, be with our military as they are serving to protect us, Lord, day after day. And be with our entire world, Lord. Just be with everything, with all the disasters and anything that is needing your hand, Lord. We just ask that you take care of it. In the name of Jesus, we pray.
Amen. This is why I want to lead us in the pledge of allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Call to order the Taney County Commission meeting, Monday, May 6, 2019, 9:06 a.m. Any commission remarks? Approval? Oh, go ahead.
I want to just mention that Truman's birthday is Wednesday, May 8th, and the courthouse will be closed. And just another side note is we got our increase for the 2018 workman's comp. And we'll pay an additional $45,485. Thank you.
Approval of accounts payable.
Move to approve check numbers 454630 through 454691, warrants 7194 through 7198, and two journal entries or transfers. Is there a check in there for you? Mm-hmm. What check number?
Oh, sorry, I didn't see that.
I didn't get to it this morning.
I made my motion to exclude check number 454656.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Move to approve check number 454656.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Previous meeting minutes for April 29th, 2019. Regular session minutes.
Move to approve the minutes for April 29th, 2019.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Bid recommendation for county tax sale number 201903-428. Okay. Is that Mr. Maynard?
Yeah.
Mr. Maynard, did you want to speak?
Actually, Carl's going to speak.
Would the commissioner attend in this speaking forum?
Could you just come up to the mic and announce
sure.
your name?
Mic's not working.
That's not working.
Oh, well, she needs to hear it. Okay.
I won't keep the commission long. I'm just going to speak for the Branson Tri-Lakes News and Rex Miller. Obviously, before the commission is his bid, there was a competing bid, I think, from Springfield News Leader. And before the commission considers that bid, I'd like to point out this has never been an issue before because of, obviously, the Taney County Times in times past. Competed against this paper and won the bid oftentimes in that situation. We've always had, for as far as I can remember, two papers competing on a bid. This being the first year where that doesn't happen, we're faced with a new set of problems. And the issue is whether or not the Springfield News Leader can even make the bid for the tax sale. And I've pulled statute 141.7, which talks about the county collector publishing the delinquent landlord. And it requires in the very first section that the paper be printed in some, or that the list be published and printed in some newspaper of general circulation published in the county for 3 consecutive weeks. The operative language that I'm looking at is that the paper has to be published in the county. So it can't just have a distribution or a circulation. It actually has to be published in our county. And we would contest that the Springfield News Leader can be considered for the bid, that my client can be, but they cannot because they're not published in the county. And if the commission thinks about the purpose behind that, it makes sense because what the paper is trying to do is put everybody on notice and of the tax sale and to give those people whose tax the land is delinquent in taxes the best benefit from the notice itself. If someone were to, if the publication were going to Springfield News Leader, most people won't think to look in the Springfield News Leader for Taney County tax lists, whereas they would for look into a local newspaper. And so, if the county would like, I can, or if the commission would like, I can hand the statute over. I've highlighted the most operative provision. I should have made 3 copies, but I've underlined the provision of the statute that requires the publication to be published in the county. So with that, it's really that simple. We would, advocate the position that the Springfield News Leader can be considered for this.
Okay.
That's all I have.
Okay.
The
there any instances in the county, in the state, where there isn't a county paper or paper published in the county? And is there provisions in the statute that allow an outside source at that time? Is it kind of, if there isn't, then you can? Or is it, or do you even know
how to research it? I actually did research it, and there's no current case law on that issue. At least it hasn't been taken to the Court of Appeals, I should say. I did look for any decisions on that very issue, and that has not been decided. And to your former question, I don't know the answer to that. But I know that the issue hasn't been decided in the courts.
It's not been taken to the appellate court. There's case law, as we were given, but it's not been taken to the appellate.
I thought there was one that was... But that's definitely the question I had. Didn't it?
You're right, it did go on the field.
That's the difference. My question was, is if there is no county, if there's no paper published in that county, what do they do?
They use the next county over.
The next county over. They use a surrounding county.
Yeah, and there's several smaller counties that don't have a...
But we have a county, a paper that is published in this county.
Mm-hmm. And that's what testing is. And competition is always good in all businesses. Keep us all to serve our citizens the best.
Certainly. Well, based on both. We had, I brought it up last week, we had a definition given to us, or an opinion given to us that said it had to have, was it nexus?
Nexus. Yeah. Nexus.
And then trying to figure out the definition of nexus and how it pertains to this specifically.
Be the one that steps out here and see where it goes.
I was about to step out, but go ahead.
Well, yes, and we searched that out thoroughly and have determined that we do have two legitimate bids on the advice and the research that we've done. Saying that, this is Taney County. And we want to promote all businesses in Taney County. And we want, at the same time, those businesses to do what is best for the citizens of Taney County. I think we have that obligation, and I think as a business owner, anyone that does business with Taney County should do what is best that they can, still stay in business, make a profit, and do what is best for Taney County. Knowing that the bids in the past, just as of last year, was much, much lower for the same paper. But we can only consider the bids that were given this year. The statute, and reading the reasons in the letter from the paper, the statutes were written many years ago, before the use of internet and so forth, and knowing that the tax sale is published and corrected daily, and the most accurate information is on the Taney County Collector's website for the tax sale. Even knowing that, if I was always taught shall meant shall, may meant may. But there have been court cases in other parts of the statute where we have shall, and they went